Hello. Today I'll read some of my poems and also poems from another poet. The first poem of mine from my collection, The Arms of Men, is called Last Light. Light rushes to the west. Clouds lose their bearings. We clutch at last light before night rushes in. A silver archery dissects the wetlands. Swans fold up their wings reluctantly. Ducks drifting seaward, surrendering to creek swell. Longings stir in the deepest self. We are the seabirds, snatched by invisible rapture, abandoned to wind's whim, nonchalant in our desires. Nature tolerates no conscience. As you can see, a lot of my poems to do with seabirds and swans and ducks and estuaries and sea, because that's the environment that I live in. I'd also like to introduce another poet that sadly has died now, but he was a friend. His name was Ken Taylor, and he suffered a dreadful loss in the Ash Wednesday bushfires in Mount Macedon when his house and all his belongings was burnt to the ground and he had nothing, and he went into a deep depression. But he did come out of that, mainly through love, and he produced a collection called Africa, which went on to win the 2000 New South Wales Premier's Literary Awards. And I think he's a beautiful poet. And I'll just read this one of his, which I think is a really hopeful after disaster or after catastrophe. And it's called Now Hear the Hollow Hills. Now hear the hollow hills, now walk on shards, hear the death of colour, watch white birds hawk the blackened plains. Sit among stones, sing summer songs of dust and ashes, and let the lessons begin. Tears or death? Then let your tears form floods within the dark divisions of a moon-mad sea. Winds shall stamp their will on such a sea and shriek and blow great mountains into mist and spiral drifts of time at the edge of all the worlds. And time can lose its way, dilate and drift in the sweep and suck of space and search for shape in wedges, cockles, spiral cones and cowries, become a wave and leave this shoreline trace where you have brought me. The only gift is time. Early seas, the flutter of land birds, and that peculiar silence as the colour seeps into the edges of a washed-out world. Hunger-smashed gannets prick the surface of an indigo sea, and flying fish, bright as your tears, as all tears, thrown up from the sea as handfuls of silver dollars click against a clear blue sky. Clocks start again. There will be seasons. The smell of earth, so many flowers to beguile the world. I think that's such a hopeful poem, and I love those lines, particularly colour seeps into the edges of a washed out world, which is, I guess, something that we hope for in our own time. And I'll finish today with a more recent poem of mine called Eudaimonia, which is a Greek word, I think meaning happiness, pleasure, whatever it is that we all sort of long for, I suppose, really. And this poem is actually going to appear in a forthcoming collection of mine, which will be published by Ginninderra Press. Eudaimonia. 1. In Hollywood Nails, Valerie lays down her hands like a winning hand of poker, prepared for transfiguration. 2. At the end of Ocean Boulevard, Trevor slips Bruno off his leash like an edgy sprinter, hoping for enlightenment. 3. In 19 Currajong Crescent, Monica types into Google search like an early explorer, expecting omniscience. 4. In Bourke Street Lotto, Grant scans his credit card like a nervous bride, overdue for abundance. In Bell Street Bakery, Scott eyes a vanilla slice like a contestant in Married at First Sight, anticipating happiness. human beings being human, expecting transcendence. And I guess that's what we all really look for, isn't it? Some sort of path through these difficult times. So poetry can be hopeful too, and I hope it's hopeful for you as well. Okay, that's enough from me. See you next time.